you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love you know what. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
It's June
14th, 2020. And my guests today in this Homes Alone edition are Justin Long, Doug Mellard, and Diallo Riddle.
Woo!
Woo! Never know. I never know what to expect after introducing, you know, the three guests simultaneously and just leaving them to their own.
Well, without an audience, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody just sort of has to cheer for themselves, I guess. Yeah. And I like to introduce everybody individually and alphabetically. So let's start with Justin Long is back. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Doug. You actually might be able to hear literal crickets because I'm outside and there's some crickets around chirping. I don't know if you can hear.
Oh, yeah. I think I just heard one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. That's great because, you know.
Well, it's better than me applauding for myself.
It's a perfect punctuation to the kinds of jokes that you make, Justin.
Exactly. It's very me. Yeah.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
How is the shutdown treating you? Like, production's going back soon. Are you going to work soon?
I don't know. I've heard different things. I heard that soap operas are starting up.
So you're going to get into that game?
I'm going to try that. Yeah, I'm going to get into that game. No, I don't know, Doug. I'm a little afraid of going back to work too. It seems like things are still spiking and it's still
totally
yeah, I don't know what to do. I also haven't technically gotten a job, so it's a moot point.
I mean, what kind of COVID idiot would go back to work?
Oh, wait, let me get in here that cricket. I know. I don't know. What about the comedy circuit? I mean, are they going to start up? Are you going to start going again soon?
Comedy clubs are opening, but they're like making people, you know, like they're only seating people together in pairs that arrive together, and you know, you don't have to sit at a table with strangers. And they're doing like much lower capacity, and just all sorts of stuff that just to me is making the experience almost not worth having. But I still feel like the people that really want to laugh and get out there and the people who really want to perform, you know, it's hard. It's hard to not want those things, but I also feel like, you know, waiting another month isn't necessarily a bad thing either.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I mean, what do I know? But also, there's no pressure of, and people wearing masks, and there's a different, it might feel kind of heavy in a room like that, you know, people on edge, I wonder.
I watched the Dave Chappelle special.
Yes.
And he did a cool thing where, you know, they set it up like in a yard outside. So yeah. Like people were able to be socially distant. But also it wasn't like it was a regular riotous comedy show. Like there weren't that many laughs. It was pretty serious.
Yeah. And Gaffigan did at a drive-through, right? He did show at a drive-in. Movie theater?
Yeah, and Chappelle mentioned at the beginning that how weird that would be because people honk their horns when they like.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're going to start opening up those movie theaters. You know, I you see so many old abandoned drive-ins. It'd be really cool if that kind of, that revitalized.
It could be a fun, you know, stopgap, like, thing to do in between. Yeah. You know, as a next stage, but I just feel like, you know, as a society, us doing less handshaking, more hand washing, you know, having a vaccine, all those sort of things need to all come together.
Right.
To get it to be more like a, you know, hopefully more like a regular flu, which is always killing lots more people every year than it should. But,
I just wonder what the new version of the handshake, what the new greeting, like the generally accepted greeting will be, if not.
I'm hoping it's a very disinterested head nod.
Well, people have been doing that to me for years anyway. How much will change?
I've gotten so good at it.
Yeah.
Receiving it. Well, thanks for being here, Justin.
Oh, thanks, also, buddy. Yeah.
Let's say hello to Mr. Doug Mellard is here. Hey, Doug.
Hey, dude. Just to jump in what you guys were talking about, another point of it, like, the planes. I don't want to get on a bunch of planes.
I know.
And then on top of that, I don't want a group of people pointed at me laughing with their modules, you know, shooting at me. Doesn't seem fun.
Well, that's the thing is, like, at the Chappelle show, everybody in the audience had to wear masks. And then not only is Chappelle not wearing a mask, he's smoking cigarettes the whole time. He really likes to show off that he could smoke cigarettes anywhere he wants. but thanks for being here, Doug. And you're still holed up in Santa Fe.
I'm still in Santa Fe, and it's not bad. It's surrounded by no people. And my dog gets to chase rabbits all day, which is pretty great.
Well, not for the rabbits.
Yeah. I'm just here for the rabbits.
Those poor rabbits.
That's funny. I just got a bunch of chicken wire to line my garden with because the rabbits are decimating my garden.
Oh, I'll send my dog over.
Oh, please. That's what I need. Exactly what I need. Yeah.
You're like Donald Gleason in those Peter Rabbit movies.
Those are actually pretty solid movies, considering.
Are they?
I've been watching them with my kids, and I'm kind of like, this is not a bad movie. I don't know if I'd watch it by myself. That would be sad.
Right. It's not, you know, you're not giving a real recommendation because your voice.
No. Nobody, without children looking for something edifying should go out and watch them. But I'm saying if you have children, you can stomach those better than like Rio, the movie with the colorful birds, you know. I'm really just here to talk kids movies. So that's
what I love it.
Kids. Yeah.
I have three children, three boys and 10, 8 and 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they're the whole spread of them.
My like wife is over the testosterone. She's like, there's just too much boy energy in this house. So there you go.
The difference is between my guests is they're either childless and know nothing about kids' movies, or they have kids and they've seen every kids' movie a million times.
I'll get high and watch kids' movies. It's fine.
Sure. Is that a category? I'm in that category. Right.
So some of them are, really, especially the kids' movies from the 70s. I feel like movies like Peter's Dragon, like those kind of movies, they're not for kids anymore. Yeah. Like you have to be stoned.
When's the last time you saw the Dark Crystal? I saw that recently with a 4-year-old, and I thought he was going to want to turn it off. He's more desensitized, but it's really intense. It's really dark.
Yeah, go back and watch. I feel like Disney went through that weird phase where, like, you know, they made the Black Hole and the Black Cauldron and Dark Crystal.
Sword and Stone. There's some like crazy shit in that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just you get the sense like in the late 70s, early 80s, there were no adults, you know, keeping the lights on in some of these studios, and the movies they were making were just not for kids.
Yeah, the whole Disney, you know, the whole Disney brand didn't really know what to do with itself when Disney died.
Yeah, and,
and it was on shaky ground for a while there, but then they...
I'll be done at 6.
You know, I think it was probably, wasn't it like Little Mermaid, I think, was the thing?
Mermaid brought it all back around. Yeah, they said something like when Baloo goes dancing off at the end of the Jungle Book, that's the end of the classic Disney era. And then there's like a long, almost 20-year gap. Just where they just could not figure things out. But I did hear that famous scene in The Black Hole, where they're running across a bridge and a gigantic meteor is rolling towards them. If you remember that scene, it's kind of an iconic scene for The Black Hole. That is the direct inspiration for Spielberg's shot of Indiana Jones running away from the boulder.
Whoa.
So if you know both movies, I just really just made your Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that shot from Black Hole, but what was that other movie you're talking about?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, you should check it out. It's a really cool throwback to like 40s serials, and yeah, it's a
fun. Is that like Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Crystal? Oh shit.
Hey, can I tell you? Okay, so we're talking about kids. I put on Raiders of the Lost Ark. My kids were like, "Oh, that movie was great." I was like, "The skeletons didn't scare you." They're like, "No." I was like, "Let's watch Temple of Doom."
I cannot
get them to watch The Last Crusade. I cannot drag them to that movie. So they are done. Like, one of the kids ran out of the room when the hearts were getting pulled. Like,
it's
they're
nuts.
Scarred. They're
so dark.
It's a dark film.
The Last Crusade is maybe lighter than the first two. Also,
is a fun romp, but I can't get them to watch it. Can't get them to watch. I'm like, look, it starts off Indiana Jones as a kid. It's 1912 in Utah. There's nothing scary about it.
You know how to ease them back in. You get them to watch Firewall with Harrison Ford in between.
Or Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I would love to have them watch the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Yeah. I'm convinced those were actually probably really, they were ahead of their time. Like, I guarantee you, this is an idea for anybody listening. I think that's an idea that you want to reboot. Do the Indiana Jones Chronicles now, like when TV shows are where like all the money and the budget is. I think that would be a great
show. That's true, yeah.
If anybody even cares about that period in history anymore. I mean, like, you know, when they were talking about World War II and Nazis, like that was only, 30 years earlier? Like, there were still like all kinds of World War II vets watching the movies like, yeah, get them, the Nazis, you know? Like, now you tell people about World War II, it's like talk about Napoleon, you know? It's just, a lot of time has passed.
That is, I can't believe I haven't said your name yet. That is first time guest Diallo Riddle.
Hey. I've already said all I can say.
Yeah, you've already run out of words. Emmy award winning writer.
No, I'm going to stop you. I got nominated. We have not won.
Wait, you didn't Emmy. Win for? No. I thought there was a song that was another.
That was another award.
You probably remember it, Doug.
Yeah.
You should have
nominated for an Emmy, and you won another
one of those steps. Yeah. But, you know, I just didn't want anybody to be like, man, Diallo's out there lying about his record, you know.
Oh, no. I'll do all the lying for you.
Okay, thank you. That'd be great, Doug.
Lately, I've been lying about myself. I like to call myself a J.D. Power Award-winning comedian. I like that. Because I have no idea what that award is, and I figure no one else does.
That's Cars, isn't it? Isn't J.D. Power Cars?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think it's a car thing, so I don't think I'm going to call it out. Well, thank you all three of you for being here. Speaking of scary-ass PG-13 movies. I just saw Drag Me to Hell again recently.
Ooh. Good movie.
Yeah. And
Oscar winning.
Oscar winning Drag Me to Hell.
How many Oscars did it get nominated for?
You know, I don't think it did get any Maybe some technical thing?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it's a stunning movie.
That's a little of those awards.
The effects are really good, and
the sound is incredible in that movie.
Yeah, and it's every disgusting thing you can do done all the way up to the line where you don't cross over into
R-rated territory.
R-rating.
Yeah. Totally.
I think it is officially the grossest PG-13 movie.
I remember really cool. Sam said he kept referencing Looney Tunes. You know, sir, it's like that scene when Bugs Bunny outwits every reference was about Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner and Acme this. And if you look at it through that lens, it's it makes sense. It's like a live action.
So it's a kid
cartoon.
Movie.
Yeah, which are really obviously violent. And
I love that, Bruce Campbell's in like almost everything Sam Raimi does. But when this movie was being made, he was too busy with Burn Notice. happens. Like
Drag Me to Hell. I don't want to spoil anything, you know, but I feel like that's one of those movies, and this is all I'll say about the ending. It's one of those movies where I remember the ending very much. Like, you know, I think there's some movies that just have really. And I think that's a good thing. It's just like a really memorable, did not see that coming ending. Yeah. I remember that ending quite vividly.
It's fun to watch it with somebody who hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Because, get to see, like, because also there's stuff that happens in the movie that to me kind of could tip it for some viewers, you know, like they might kind of get an idea where it's headed. And others never figure it out. Mm-hmm.
I always wonder that. Do people see that coming at all, that turn?
Yeah, and that's why, again, like I'd like people to check it out if they haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to.
I have not seen it. I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Was this a Disney film between Black Hole and Little Mermaid?
It might as well have been. it was a movie that Sam Raimi made. I think it was right after Spider-Man. He had done the three Spider-Man movies, and he said about those movies that it was like directing a big symphony, you know, where he would go with a bullhorn and a golf cart from one set to the other. And he said, this is like being in the sandbox again. It's like directing a more intimate, like a string quartet. And he just seemed, he always seemed so happy. You know, he seemed like he was playing, like he, and the movie reminds me of that. It's got, I don't know. It just feels like it's got a real sense of play.
Yeah. And a smaller cast and a relatively smaller amount of sets and just more manageable, but then also just so creative within that, like the camera work, the way the camera moves in all of his movies, but particularly in this one, I really, he keeps things entertaining.
Yeah. You
know? Well,
yeah.
He really brings a lot to the table. So I'm excited about that. He's directing
is it Doctor Strange? The new Doctor Strange?
Yeah, he's doing
that's cool. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin, you should get him on the phone.
I should call
Sam.
Well, for a while after that, we always talked about, I remember when we were doing press for it, and then years later, we would talk about we were both really into the idea of doing like a true horror comedy, like kind of like the old Abbott and Costello meets... Yeah, but Excel meets Frankenstein or Mummy, and we had this idea for a while of a buddy comedy of these two bumbling explorers who get haunted, but in a, I guess kind of like The Frighteners. Is The Frighteners a little bit about that? Done in like a really scary Sam Raimi way, but also very funny. You know, that's this. Sam always wanted to make something like that.
Well, now I want to see this.
What do you think about what if it was you and Ryan Gosling?
I don't think Ryan Gosling would do that, but yeah.
Wait a second. I mean, you know, he did a movie with Russell Crowe, right?
I love that movie. I think that movie is so funny.
Well, that's why I thought of that, because he straight up does Bud Abbott in a
he
couple
does.
Of that movie.
His physical comedy in that movie is pretty brilliant. The scene with the toilet in the toilet stall.
Oh my god.
He's so good.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, you guys, we got to get into the games here. Okay. We got to play some games, because that's what people come to this show for. And I've got two games planned for the three of you today. And the first one is called, it's a new game, and it's called Popularity Contest. And the idea of this game is, were you popular in school?
Are you asking us?
Are you asking us?
It's gonna be a real short. This is gonna be a real short game.
We definitely weren't assertive.
I'm gonna call somebody else right now. It'll get back to you three. Yeah, were you guys popular at school? Well, you don't have to be popular to win this game. You just have to know who is popular.
Okay.
It turns out that Justin, this is gonna blow your mind. It might lead to a lot of I don't know what you're gonna do with this information.
Okay, oh, I can't wait.
You can look up any movie on IMDb, and then you can hit a button that says see all cast, and it'll just list the cast in the order listed by the studio or alphabetical or whatever. Order of appearance, billing. But you can click on a button that will show you the cast in order of popularity according to IMDb the day and time, the moment you click on that button.
Oh yeah, they have it like us. They have a ranking. They have a star. They have like a star meter. It's called.
Everybody's ranked.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to name a movie. And then I'm going to go to each of you one at a time. You can all guess the same answer if you want, but, you know, sometimes to get more points, you might want to branch off into what your own idea is. Mm. But the idea is I'll name a movie, and each of you try to guess who is the most popular person in that movie according to IMDb today.
Today,
and if you get that person, you get 3 points. If you name the person who's second, you get 2 points, and for third, you get 1 point. You play 3 rounds. Whoever has the most points wins. There might be a tiebreaker.
Okay.
And this is overall popularity, right? This isn't like somebody increased in popularity in the last couple of months. This is just like...
Well, it could be, right? It could be...
Yeah, no, that's right, right?
That's what's messed up about it, is I don't know. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, fair enough.
I think O.J. Simpson had a pretty small part in The Naked Gun.
I don't know how they're deciding, other than just, you know, the popularity.
We don't know their algorithm. No, it's cool.
Exactly.
Let's play the game.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird algorithm, because you will see as we play how weird this can be. So we'll start. We're going alphabetically. So Justin Long, you're up first.
Okay.
Who do you think is the most popular person in Being John Malkovich?
Ooh. I'd say Cameron Diaz.
Going Cameron Diaz. Okay. What do you think, Doug Mellard?
I'm trying to think of cameos, but I'm actually gonna go Malkovich. Yeah, I'll stick
by
it.
That's smart. That's smart.
Diallo?
I hope I understand how we're judging popularity, because I think
It's impossible.
Right, no, I'm trying to figure out the gamesmanship here. I'm going to go with Cusack.
All right, this is how stunning this is.
Oh, boy.
Cusack is, he gets listed fifth. He's the main character in the movie. And he's fifth.
Okay.
Yeah. In third would have been worth 1 point if any of you had remembered that Cameron David Diaz. Fincher.
Oh.
David Fincher is in the movie. As
oh, a, I wouldn't remember. Wow.
In one of the scenes where they're, it's like a fake documentary within the movie. Mm-hmm. There's a, somebody interviews somebody called Christopher Bing, and it's David Fincher.
Wow. Wait, who was fourth? You skipped fourth. Who was fourth?
I forget, because I skipped it because it doesn't affect the outcome of the game.
Okay, no worries.
And number two, also cameoing for an insanely brief cameo, as brief as his cameo in Deadpool 2, it's Brad Pitt.
Oh my God.
Did you even remember that he was in Being John Malkovich?
Huh.
Like, the joke is that you see it's Brad Pitt and the camera moves away before, without even talking to him. Huh. And then number one for Being John Malkovich is, yes, indeed, John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
When so he was, Doug, he's in Space Force right now, Space right? Force, so maybe that helps.
Yeah.
No, Cameron Diaz.
That's a good question. Maybe
thanks for rubbing it in.
Maybe there's a lot of Space
Force. No, I'm shocked. Force.
I know. That's weird.
There just might be a lot of Space Force chatter right now is really giving Malkovich a bump.
Yeah, that's a good metric for judging the popularity. Okay, I think we're learning. That was a learning.
Okay, good. The trial round was successful.
Okay, so that's, Doug, you're no longer winning. That didn't count.
Story of my life.
Sorry, buddy. Actually, Doug gets to go first on this next one. Who do you think is top most popular person in the movie Hidden Figures?
Hidden Figures. Oh, dear God. I don't need...
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. I know it's not... Janelle Monáe.
Oh.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. I mean, she's huge right now. She's unbelievable. But who knows with this game?
Who knows? Diallo?
I was going to say Janelle. I think Octavia might be a good call. Mahershala Ali, maybe.
Oh.
Because he's been in so much since.
Hey, can I sidebar for a second?
Sure.
Justin?
Yeah.
Did you know Octavia Spencer is in Drag Me to Hell?
And I'm embarrassed to say I didn't.
She's just standing around in the loan office. She's clearly like either her lines got cut or she never had any.
But oh, just like my brother. He's in good company. His lines got cut from that movie. Okay, great. I didn't know. I didn't realize that. I know David Paymer's in that stuff. I know.
But Octavia Spencer is like standing around the scene. The scene where the gypsy woman gets all.
Yeah.
The Hungarian woman gets all upset. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Back to you.
I'm going to go with Mr. Ali, just because I feel like he's had a really good career since then.
Justin?
I can tell by your reaction I'm definitely right. But go ahead.
I think Janelle Monáe makes the most sense. We can do the same answers?
Yeah.
And is Taraji Henson? Is Taraji Henson... I'll say Taraji Henson.
Oh, yeah? You getting a little bite of cookie?
Might need to make up some points.
Okay. Well, I got some bad news for you, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Taraji P. Henson, arguably the main star. Character,
yeah,
the star of Hidden Figures, came in eighth place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'll jump all the way up to number three for the sake of time. Of course, Kevin Costner. You can't forget that white man that was in that movie.
Sure was.
And then number two, Janelle Monáe.
Ah, I should have gone with my guts.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
But Doug and Diallo both said Janelle, right?
No. I said Marsha.
Oh, yeah, you did change yours. So Doug is running away with this thing?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is not, I could never have imagined that.
I thought I was going to get stumped.
Yeah.
I saw her in concert a couple years ago and it blew my mind. So I was just sticking with that. How I felt as an audience member.
I think we should definitely start a hashtag IMDb so white.
Well, at least we didn't say Kevin Costner.
Well, it's, dude, you're not going to believe this. The number one person.
Kirsten Dunst.
Is Kirsten Dunst, yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
God damn.
I mean, that just does not seem right.
She's not hidden at all.
All right. So we're going into round three with Doug with it looks like an insurmountable lead, but we'll play anyway just for fun.
Let's increase the points just to keep it interesting.
Oh, that's a good point. All right. So for anybody who guesses the number one person in this next movie, I'll give 10 points.
Ooh. Janelle Monáe.
And we're going to start with Justin this time. You ready?
Okay.
Apollo 13.
Wow.
Can I go first this time, don't I?
Oh, have you not gone first
yet? I haven't gone first yet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And by the way, 13. My gut was Malkovich, and I overthought that, and my gut was Janelle, and I overthought that. So this time, I have to go with my gut. I'm just going to say Tom Hanks.
Okay.
I didn't get it again.
Fuck. Justin?
Yeah, it's tough to not say Tom Hanks. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to just say Tom Hanks, but now I need to make up some points.
No, we can tie. We can tie.
Yeah, I'll stick with Tom Hanks. I should have stuck with my gut line. Yeah.
I'm going to go with, it would be smart for me to just go Tom Hanks because then we just tie on this round. But I'm going to go with Kevin Bacon and go opposite of Justin's gut.
Oh, wow. You're bringing home the bacon?
Probably smart.
All right, well, this is another weird one.
Oh, man. What cameos are in this one that we don't know about?
It's bizarre. Third place. For third, they went with Bill Paxton, which is that's a good call. The great Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
But number two is Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Oh, so close.
So you guys got some points on the board. Wasn't a complete blowout, but Doug is our winner.
So who is number one?
Who is one?
Number one is the uncredited.
Oh, man.
Girl in a yellow dress. What Wait. Girl was on the set of that movie?
Probably. Janelle Monáe.
No, this is fun.
No. Was it a Fanning? No.
No. Oh, gosh. Okay, what year is that? That's 92?
Yeah, why would there be a little girl on the set of Apollo 13?
92, yellow dress.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's correct.
Oh,
wow.
God damn it.
Bryce Dallas Howard, now a director herself.
Wow.
Nice. She outran a T-Rex in high heels. She will always be the guy.
No disrespect to Bryce Dallas Howard. Isn't that still surprising that she should be higher than
Tom Hanks? Right.
I think she's in the world of nerds. She's got a lot Star of friends right now because she directed Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Wow, okay.
Bow down to Bryce. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kirsten. Wow. Good for them.
Did you ever make out with her upside down?
not upside down.
Oh, that was Tobey Maguire. I'm sorry.
Right. Right. That's a common mistake.
Well, congratulations to Doug Mellard for winning that game. That means he gets a tremendous advantage in our second and final game today that I'll tell you all about when we get back from these commercial messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
We're back. Congratulations again to Doug Mellard for besting Justin Long and Diallo Riddle in the a popularity contest game. And now we're going to play Last Person Standing.
Oh.
And that's the game where we take turns naming movies that an actor or actress has been in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. And I like to play along on this game. And Doug gets to pick that actor or actress. You get to decide.
And last time,
who you think you can beat the three of us in naming movies that that person was in.
And last time I picked Paul Newman and everybody hated me.
Right, and you also did not win.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. You guys don't get any disadvantage here. But I'll go with Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, that's a really interesting one.
Hmm.
And by interesting, I mean I hate it.
This is going to be tough.
No, it is pretty tough. I mean, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's not. I think.
I don't even know why.
How many do you think the four of us can come up with?
Do you think I don't know.
Four?
One round.
Four?
Maybe 10?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it. Let's see what we can do. So we're going to go Doug, then Justin, then Diallo, then me.
I really wanted to come on. I really wanted to come on Corey Haim week. I just want to put that out. I was looking forward to it. I went back and studied the man's whole career.
I would be much better at Corey Haim.
Everybody comes on Corey. Justin. Okay. So I messed it up. We're gonna start with Doug, and then we go to Diallo, then Justin, then me.
Okay, I'll throw out Venom.
So you're going Venom right out of the game. That's a big one. What's your first Tom Hardy title, Diallo?
He was Bane. He's Bane in The Dark Knight Rises.
That's right. Justin.
He was in Inception.
And what was his character called?
Oh, we have to do the character?
No, I just thought that'd be funny to
Venom.
Panic.
He's Venom. He's Venom in Inception.
He's like Venom in Inception. It's funny. Pretty. People don't know this, but Bane's real name is Venom also. Like Tom Hardy always plays Venom. They just put different names on it because they want it to sell.
Actually, Venom's real name is like Eddie Baines or something. I'm not even kidding. It's like,
yeah, oh, Eddie Brock. Yeah, Eddie Brock.
Oh, Eddie Brock. I was like, that's too weird a coincidence. Okay, never mind.
All right, so it's my turn, and I'm going to say, oh, here's a good one. That one where he's in a car by himself the whole time, isn't that called Locke?
There you go.
Yes.
With an E.
Yeah, L-O-C-K-E.
Locke.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, you can F-U-C-K-E yourself.
I'll go with The Revenant.
Oh, that's an excellent one. I might not have remembered that.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he had that crazy ass big old beard.
Yeah.
Diallo.
I'm already getting very low on my oh wait, I'm sorry. Tom Hardy. Fury Road.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Oh, thank God. That one came to, thank you. Whoever put that in my brain just now, I was like, I'm already strapped. Okay, yeah, Fury Road, and I thought that was one of the best movies I saw that year.
Yeah, God, was that good.
It's so good.
Is this a dumb question, but so Tom Hardy is supposed to be the same guy that Mel Gibson used to play?
There was a big debate about this. I remember at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Or is it just a different Max? Everybody's named Max in the apocalypse.
All the cool people are Max.
Yeah, if somebody's trying to help a bunch of a group of hot ladies in evening gowns, then
he's actually a different Max. And Mel Gibson's character is the guitar guy, I think.
Yeah, so I don't. That's one thing I just did. I think it's a great movie, but I just never understood like who he's supposed to be and why, because I think it would have been cool if they just made a movie about Furiosa, like just about her character, you know? Like,
oh, 100%. What a cool character that was.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll tell you what I have not seen in forever is Thunderdome, and I'm scared to
see that again. Yeah,
I feel like I need to see that again with adult eyes, because I know growing up I thought it was a great movie. It's probably straight trash. I can't imagine it's good.
George Miller, was that not the same? Uh-huh. It was.
Yeah. So the Thunderdome stuff is amazing. Like all the stuff with the. Fighting in the Thunderdome,
yeah.
And they're on rubber bands with
chainsaws. Master Blaster, yeah, totally.
Master Blaster, all that stuff's great. But eventually, you get Mel Gibson, you know, with a weird paper mache head sitting on a horse in the desert, and then him just hanging out with a bunch of kids. It gets
I remember the
well, see, that's when I started listening. The beginning, I could take or leave.
That's when that movie picks up for me.
Ghost directed by Terry Gilliam.
Oh, God, how cool.
Yeah, so I say just watch the first part of Thunderdome if you want to see it.
Totally. Cool part.
Okay, Justin?
I am going to say Lawless.
Oh. Okay. I have like two more right now in my head.
Yeah, I think we're all running short because it's, you know, he's...
Oh, I got one.
He's got a pretty good career, but, you know, just fucking started. No. I'm going to say Survivor. Warrior. Warrior.
Oh, wow.
What was Warrior?
Warrior was he's like in the UFC and Nick Nolte's his dad.
Oh, wow.
It's good.
Sounds really good.
It's really good.
Nolte is a dad, I'm in. I'll watch that. Seems
he's
like a dad.
Sweet, loving, playful dad.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
God damn it.
You're going to want to eat all your vegetables.
You got to block those. It almost writes itself.
Yeah. My in for a Nick Nolte impression is a line that he says in the movie Prince of Tides. And... In fact, I don't even think it's a line in the movie. It's just me imagining him talking to Barbara Streisand on the set. And this is what it sounds like.
Jesus Christ, Barbara.
I love moments like that. It's like how James Cagney never said "you dirty rat." Like it's just, it seems like he would have said it.
That's funny. Is that true? He never said "you dirty."
He
rat.
He never said "oh, you dirty rat." I get,
oh no,
I, that's well, from the Bugs Bunny cartoons, apparently. So yeah. We just all think he said that.
Wow.
No, he was often calling people rats and other people dirty, but he never
never merged the two. "Play It Again, Sam" is another one.
Oh,
never,
yeah.
Never said in Casablanca, yeah. But it was the basis of the. What is that weird? It's like not a, even a sequel. Anyway,
he's like, yeah, he doesn't say "Play It Again, Sam." Instead, he puts a cigarette out in the guy's eye. I don't know why it got misinterpreted.
"Play It Again, Sam" was implied by that.
Yeah,
James Cagney did say, "Luke, I am not. I am your father, though."
That was the weird ending of "Angels with Dirty Faces" that nobody ever shows anymore.
Now they watch "Angels with Dirty Souls" is more popular.
I guess
that's the movie that they made up for Home Alone.
Oh, that's right. That's fantastic. Oh, you're so right about that. My kids love that.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine, and I.
Well, I think it's Doug.
Oh wow! Okay, my bad.
I'm gonna go with Bronson.
Shit, oof. Bronson! Wow,
he was insane in that.
I Tim did ask what Bronson was. I feel like I don't know Tom Hardy's catalog.
He's made movies in other countries and shit.
Yeah.
What have you got for us next, Yalo?
I got Dunkirk.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I got Dunkirk. And I'm hoping one of you guys is now out of movies.
might be, Justin.
Might be. I'm trying to think of the Browning or Mr. Brown's. What was that I'm trying to work out that mobster where he played the brothers.
Damn it, this is my last one.
Oh, really? No. God damn it.
Yeah, I can't think of what that's called.
Yeah, I've seen it, too. It's really good.
I just thought of another one.
Oh, well, then I
hate you.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember what it's called. I'm out.
Okay. I thought of another one.
I think Doug just thought of the one I thought. Yeah.
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I think so,
Justin gave a clue. So I'll say that.
So Justin's out?
I'm out, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say "This Means War."
Oh, my God. That's right. Whoa.
Yeah, it's him and Chris Pine are both pining for Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, wow.
Directed by McG.
Yeah. Wait, did Mark Waters write that, or Waters' brother?
Probably.
I gotta look that up now.
Those guys have their hands in pretty much every comedy since Heathers.
Yeah.
Is it whose turn?
Doug.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Was the Brothers movie, is that Legend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. That's a good call. That's a good call.
Yellow.
Good. Legend.
Now, I know for a fact that the first time, and I don't know much about Tom Hardy, so it's amazing that I'm still in the game. He did a, because you said he did a lot of movies overseas, he did a movie with, it's either Danny Boyle or Guy Ritchie, and I'm just trying to remember the name of that movie.
Oh, man.
And he's really funny in it. And I'm having a hard time remembering it. I can't remember if it's Danny or Guy who directed it, but it's one of those really British movies where you need subtitles.
Yes.
Like you can't make out any words that they're saying. And I remember the time I saw it because Ludacris was in it, so you can hold that against me, but I cannot think of the name of that movie. I think I'm going to have to... Fuck, let me, hold on one second. It's not Sexy Beast.
That was like his...
But it reminds me of Sexy Beast. It's not obviously Lock Stock. It's not Lock Stock.
Oh, I have a guess, I think, when it gets to me.
It's not the Limey. all these movies are in the same section of my brain. I can't remember the name. I'm going to tap out just to save time. But
oh, that's such a good...
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, that's too bad. That's
all right. So I'm going to guess what I think you were driving at, and I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but you guys tell me. Was he in Layer Cake?
Oh, no.
Is that it?
No. I don't think that's it.
No,
shame on me. I don't think I've seen Layer Cake. That's why I don't.
The big surprise in Layer Cake was how scary Ben Kingsley was.
You know what? I'm out. I'm gonna look on my phone.
Yeah, I'm out too. Doug, did you have another one?
Did anyone say Capone?
No.
Oh man.
Yeah, Justin said gangster movie, and I was like, Capone.
That's the one. Okay, so Capone.
That was the last one I had.
No, because that one's in the movie. That one's in the news because they're is it going to come out? Is it going to be a movie theater?
It's out. Yeah, it's on like demand and stuff.
It's like Trolls. It's like Trolls World Tour for all those people with kids. Here's the movie. It was Rock and Rolla.
Oh yeah.
He plays handsome Bob.
Well, I think I'm gonna watch that one if it's got Tom Hardy and he's funny in it.
It's just, you know, it's funny in the way that Lock, Stock is funny. It's got Gerard Butler, Tandy Newton, Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Jeremy Piven, Ludacris, Tom Wilkinson. Yeah.
I thought you were saying that's a ludicrous cast.
Any cast with Ludacris is by its nature ludicrous.
And Jeremy Piven, ludicrous.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. This movie's got ridiculous. It's got fucking stupid.
Yeah, they were Scottish gangsters. Yeah, there you go.
Well, real quick before we go, do you guys have any recommendations of any of you watched a movie? It could be a TV show too, but I'm mostly looking for movies that like people might not be aware of that are just a really good.
What's odd? I watched Sexy Beast last night for the first time in like 15 years.
Love that movie.
It's great. It's a great movie. We did have to have subtitles a couple times. It's very British, but Ben Kingsley is insane in it. He's so intense.
This is not my movie, but I want to just chime in. If you like Sexy Beast, you know, British, UK, let's call them UK movies that you need the subtitles for. I'm going to recommend a show on Netflix called Dairy Girls, which is almost like
my parents. Every time I see them, they're like, "Have you seen Dairy Girls yet?"
I liked Booksmart. I thought that was a great movie. It was very funny, and this is almost like Booksmart, but in the UK in the early 90s, I want to say. And it's a really funny show. I mean, like if you're looking,
are they Irish?
Yeah, they're Irish. Yeah, they're really Irish, and it's a really funny show. And all those actresses are really amazing. I have nothing in common with them. I think it's a really funny show.
Irish white girls' lives matter.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? For my movie, if I can just jump in with mine real quick before I forget it, we were talking about Drag Me to Hell, and there was a period before my wife and I had kids, and we would just always pop in like horror movies that we hadn't heard other people talk about, and there were some gems, you know, like just some. And like weird movies like Jacob's Ladder that I, you know, avoided as a kid because I was scared of them. But, you know, atmospheric horror films. So for my movie, I want to choose Silent Hill from like 2006. Yeah. I thought it was one of the most beautifully shot films, horror or otherwise, ever shot. And it's super creepy, but it's super beautiful. It just it hits that perfect zone between the two. And I think if you're looking for a horror film that's not... It's got some gory moments, but it's really more eerie and shocking. Yeah. I think Silent Hill. I don't know why that director didn't end up doing more, but Silent Hill, man, that's a good movie.
Oh man, that's great. Doug, I have one.
Okay.
One that I keep thinking about is my brother and I just worked with, and I fell in love with her, Melanie Linsky, and I've been on a. We've been editing this thing, so I've been seeing so much of her, and I've been like obsessed with her other movies, and I love one called The Intervention. Have you seen this? It's Clea Duvall directed it. It's with Kobe Smulders, and Ben Schwartz is great. Speaking of Space Force, it's Ali Shawkat. It's just such a well-made, intimate little, like, you know, the plot isn't like groundbreaking. It's like The Big Chill, a group of friends meeting in a house, but it's just so authentic and well acted. It's really great.
What was the name of it again?
It's called The Intervention. I think it's on Amazon.
Okay.
This just popped into my head, but it's so random. But Justin, years ago, I think I saw you at Largo reading Michael Madsen's poetry. Oh. And yeah, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's nice of you. I got a message from his lawyers. I think somebody put it up on YouTube. I didn't. So I got like a cease and desist.
If there's a leaked, still on, you know, dark web YouTube video out there of you doing it, I recommend that as my movie now.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just reading it straight.
Yeah, but it was done very well. It was awesome.
You can buy the collected works on Amazon. I'm not kidding. Yeah, it's read them for yourself. They're really fun to read out loud, like in his voice.
Well, why don't you read the whole, you know, the entire thing, Justin, and make it available for people?
Okay, yeah. I think the problem was I told a story about a run-in that I had with him, and that's the part that they felt was maybe, it was true, but I think if you just read the poem straight, it wouldn't be libelous.
Right.
Yeah, as long as you don't charge people for it. You
know? Yeah, that's true. That's true. But if you do happen to get the book, there's one called Hammerhead that I really recommend.
Writing it down now.
Yeah, Hammerhead. It's great.
That's the best poem in the book, you think?
That's my favorite one. There are a couple about dreams that he had involving like Dennis Hopper and people he worked with. There's some that are just like, you just have to read it. They're great.
Okay. Let's do some self-promotion, starting with Diallo Riddle. What do you got going on? Where can people – you've got the name just Diallo on Twitter, right?
You know, when your name is Diallo, it's easy to just to get at your name.
I know. I love
not
that.
Not a whole lot. It's the one – can't get a keychain, but you can get that really simple handle on social
media. Sorry, Diallo, I don't know how to say this, but we were talking about your name before, how unique, how much we liked it. We were all on this page. And where did it come from? How did you get the name?
So my mom wanted to name me David, but dad was like, you know, and I'm the sixth of six kids. So, you know, they'd already gone through Tony and Sean. And
oh, really? Oh, they have all like regular names.
Yeah. And then kid number five was Spring Robin. You know, and then I came along. I was Diallo Amir Riddle, which should have been pronounced Jallo Amir because it's an African name, but it's spelled D-I-A, and they felt like everybody was going to bastardize it and say Jello, so they just said, oh, just call him Diallo. But, of course, my wife's mom is a pastor, and so when she was like, I'm dating this guy named Diallo, and her mom was like, that's Spanish for devil, and she's like, Mom, that's Diablo, and that's a different language. I was born Diallo Riddle. I've always been Diallo Riddle.
Wow.
And if I may, the thing that I'd like to shamelessly self-promote is that you know, we did a Black History Month special for AMC and IFC. It was originally supposed to air in February. When they pushed it back to June, we thought that was kind of funny. We were like, well, we'll call it the Black History Month Spectacular in June. We thought that was really funny. And then the world changed, you know, after February between pandemics and protests. And we actually feel like now is the moment for there to be a Black History Month Spectacular in June, and it's going to be on AMC this Friday night at 10 p.m. and on IFC at 11 p.m. And if you want to watch season one of our show, because it's called the Sherman Showcase, I should say, Black History Month Spectacular in June. Sherman Showcase season one is on Hulu. You can watch it. We got 100% Rotten Tomatoes and a lot of love from a lot of different people. So you can get all caught up. You don't need to see all that to appreciate the Black History Month special, but it's I think it's really funny. I think it's our best episode yet, and we did it with a lot of love, And we think that it might be the salve that people need to sort of recharge their battery, bring a little bit of lightness and levity to your life, if only for an hour. That's what I'd say.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Doug, do you have anything as inspiring to share with us?
Oh, man. I've got a new album called Fart Safari 3, Fart Hard with a Vengeance coming soon.
And all the proceeds go to where?
Yeah, that sounds really cool after.
The proceeds are going to all go to curing fart cancer.
I'm getting it, Doug, just so you know. I'm getting that.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I know. There's a guy on Twitter that got the handle Fart Cancer, and even though it's horrible, it also makes me laugh every time I see it.
Brendan Walsh said that on stage one time. He just opened with that. Guys, I got bad news. I've got fart cancer.
Oh, Brendan. All right. So, Justin, did you want to plug anything?
Well, after those, yeah, I've been doing a thing called Cameo where people can hire me to do like little shout outs and stuff, but all the money is going in No Kid Hungry. So I thought, it's a good organization especially now. And, if you look at my Instagram, I'm going to start donating some. I found all these shirts that I wore in movies, like a shirt I wore in Jeepers Creepers and the one from Waiting, and we're going to donate it, as well. So in a couple of days, I'm going to put that on there. And also I did a movie about farts, you know, my brother and I directed, but I'll tell you about that when the world's not falling apart.
All right. Thank you so much to Justin Long, Diallo Riddle, and Doug Mellard. I don't have much to plug because all my dates are getting canceled or postponed, but the earliest one that looks like it might really happen would be the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis, September 10 through 12. And yeah, that's about it for now. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Diallo. Thanks, Doug.
So
nice,
much fun.
Nice playing with you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys.
As always, a polar bear fell on me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.